So, I've been trying to plan a little vacation. I think I mentioned on the show before we were going to take my mom to Paris for her 70th, but nobody can go anywhere.
Right. Well, they won't let us come over there.
Would you?
No, I would not.
So we've been trying to come up with something to do for her, and we don't live in the same city, and you can't get on planes these days. So we figured the best thing we could do is like rent a cabin somewhere, like an Airbnb. There's fewer people, not a lot of interaction. But we stumble across the whole cabins aren't generally in places that are friendly to black people.
Yes, that makes sense. So, what's the solution?
So we're doing it anyway. So our thing is like we go to Airbnb and just pick a region and just scroll through the reviews and just look at pictures of the people who reviewed the shit.
All white people.
Yeah, I need at least three verified people of color and not like white Latinos.
Right. Yeah, definitely don't want to go to the Adirondacks. Probably not. Actually, no, you know what? I went to the Adirondack. Is it Adirondacks or Dax? I never can remember. And the town that we went to was actually very diverse. I was like blown away. I was like, oh my God, it's not just white people here. So maybe go there.
Where exactly the Adirondacks? Is it upstate New
No,
York?
yeah, upstate New York. It's Lake George is where we went.
See, like a lot of those upstate New York towns, those are people who like used to live in towns that made glass and prisons and shit, and it just got priced a little bit further out. Yeah, you still find blacks and Latinos up there. They never look happy, but they're there.
They looked happy when I was there. I mean, I was there over Memorial Day weekend, so everybody was. I was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, but yeah. I mean, maybe check that out. I don't know. It's, a place that maybe you could go. It's far though for your mom.
Yeah, you know what though? Beggars can't be choosers.
That's right, and you're not going to Paris. So let that go. Hey guys, welcome back to the show, to Yeet the Press. We have a great show for you today. We have a special guest, my friend Nori Davis.
Hey.
Hey Nori.
How you doing, Amanda? What's up, Jay?
I'm good. Nori is a comedian and he has an album out right now, live from Comedy Trap House. So he's here to talk about that a little bit. But Nori and I go way back, like what, 15 years?
Probably, yeah. When we started, probably 14, something like that. The Village Lantern barking out there.
Oh God, you were hosting our show.
The dreaded Colin Kane days.
No comment.
Oh man.
Yeah, so welcome to the show, Nori. We're gonna
Thank you for having me. Yeah, this is fire. What we chopping it up about?
Jason.
The usual stuff real. We keep it light around here. So for the last little bit over a week now, Portland, Oregon has been occupied by what are basically the Gestapo, secret police.
Yes.
Trump has mobilized a group of federal forces across different branches under the Department of Homeland Security, and they're just pulling people off the fucking street.
Yes,
Yeah,
they don't have
man.
identification. They just have a badge that says police, so we don't know who they are. They're putting people in marked unwhite marked unwhite white unmarked vans.
Oh, yeah, no, them white people are definitely marked.
Oh yeah, they're definitely marked.
They're marked with army gear. All of them. Everybody's like all geared up to the T over there. And I've been watching from afar, you know, like I'll see it on my timeline and I'll read the caption and I'll just keep scrolling like, wow, okay, well, keep fighting that fight, the hipster white people out there. Keep fighting
I
that
mean,
fight for us. Thank you.
yeah, seriously.
Because I can't be out there, man. I'm gonna get arrested immediately and you'll never see me again. And then what
Okay.
was the point? Yeah.
We don't want that.
I don't want that. Yeah, thank you. I don't want that for myself or any other black person. But I just do feel like I appreciate the white uprising for us. And they are trying to, and it's like they're trying to get back to stay. And even the governor's out there, which is so interesting. Like, the governor's getting teary-assed.
It was, yeah, no, it was the mayor last night. He got
teary-assed. Oh, not the governor, the mayor. Okay, thank you. It's the mayor. All right, thank you. See, yeah, this podcast is perfect. I don't know facts.
Oh, this is not a fact-based podcast.
Exactly. Yeah,
we don't, that's the whole hook of our show is we're not experts. Yep. We don't necessarily know what we're talking about.
I love that. Yep. I saw the governor out there, Krusty the Clown. They was all out there. Nemo. Everybody was fighting for Black Lives.
Yeah. it's crazy. The Trump had a presser like a couple days ago and said that they were going to roll this out into Kansas City was one of them. I was like, Kansas City? What? I think Philly, he said, and Chicago, and the DA in Philly actually said that if they come and do that in Philly, that he will charge the agents who are doing this. I don't know how he's going to do that because they're not identifiable. So.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, charge the agents what? What Trump's going to do what?
Charge them with kidnapping.
Oh, okay. Charge.
That's what they're doing.
Yo, that's exactly what it is. If you approach me with no sort of actual identification, I mean, like, get in the van, that's an attempted lynching. I'm not going with you. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No. That's exactly what it is. They're unidentified. And, you know, this is all, like, you know, Trump's law and order rhetoric. But when the, is it Department of Homeland Security? Yeah. Chad Wolf? When he, like, put out the tweet first about it, he was like, this is what we see in Portland, and it's nothing but fucking graffiti.
Yeah. Yep. Graffiti, tear gas, everybody going off. And that shit, it's really seems like a horrible episode of Westworld. And you're like, when are they going to turn these machines off? Are they going to turn them off? Are they just going to keep them going and just taking people off the streets, tear gassing people? Like,
are you talking about season 3?
I'm talking
because I did not watch season 3. No, I stopped watching.
I'm definitely talking about season 1. Definitely season 1. Just the robots and everything. But season 3, you can skip if you want. But
it wasn't that great. Did you watch it, Jason?
I only watched season 1, a couple episodes of season 2. Like, my whole thing, the hook is fucking robots, and I got enough robot fucking in season 1.
You got your fill of naked robots.
But it's just like, it's just so it's just that pleasure of seeing robots like, oh man, they're becoming human. Word.
Like, yeah. Why would anyone want that? Like, why would you want to become human?
Well, I think eventually they don't. That's the whole thing. That was the whole, what they got to in season 2.
That's the premise, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Sorry, guys. Season 3 sucks, so.
I mean, come on. It's the same premise, man. The coffee maker doesn't want to be a coffee maker anymore. It's right. Like, I have feelings.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? I think Trump is going to put people in all of the cities, quotes, Democratic-led cities, and then steal the election with them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah, he's been doing whatever the hell he's want. I mean, this is the America that we're finally everybody's finally seeing and just not sitting back like, oh yeah, you know, obey the law, everything will be fine. It's like, no, the law is being bent, and it doesn't even exist because there's, like George Carlin said, there's rules, and rules are meant to be broken, and that's exactly what's happening. And there's this whole facade that, you know, everything's gonna be fine, I'll be fine, and it's like, you won't. It's gonna get crazy, and he's gonna do whatever he can to get the position that he wants. And, you know, we can vote with Biden and all that stuff, but that popular vote doesn't fucking matter anymore. Voting feels like just an activity to keep you thinking that you are making change. But, you know, when you make that vote, you go home. You don't know where that box went, or did they manipulate it?
Little known fact that I just learned is that now I can't remember what it's called. The Electoral College.
There you go, Electoral College, yep.
Was implemented because of they wanted to not give black people the vote in the South. Mm-hmm. That's literally why it happened.
Yep.
Who knew that? I didn't know that.
Exactly. See, and I love that. You're learning shit you never knew before. I'm learning everything. I learned details of Juneteenth. I didn't even know it was 2 years they told them. I didn't know it was 2 years they didn't tell black people it was free. Yeah. I thought they told them in the beginning, and then Abraham Lincoln's like this hero. That's how they taught me in school. I had to wait till I got in my 30s to be like, oh shit, it was 2 years, nigga. Damn. They was working. Yeah,
you know
years,
what's wild?
Shit.
You know what I just learned about Juneteenth?
Huh?
Is that what I just learned about Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Is it was 6 more months before the slaves in the border states got freed.
Yeah.
Six months after Juneteenth. Yeah.
That's crazy because, like, they're like, wait, no, we're free. Yeah, but not just yet. Not just yet.
And you're free with nothing. All right, go ahead. Walk off. Go ahead. Walk off campus.
Walk what? Off campus.
You going to give me, like, some money? You going to give me, like, a ride? No, but we got these chains. You going to come back? It's so fucking. It's just set up to fail, man. That's the system. But back to Portland. Yeah, what are the details? Like, is it just they want protesting to stop? Or is it just, like, they're just keep going, they just keep turning up, which I'm all for. Burn it down.
From what I understand, the protests were actually dying down. They've been going for like 52, 55 days, something like that. And then, you know, Trump is trying to appeal to his base with this. So mm-hmm. he brought in the federal troops, and it's actually CPB, right? Or CBP, which is a Customs Border
CBP.
Patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he brought them in.
Public enemy.
Yes. For sure.
OPP.
Abolish them. he brought them in, and then that's when the protests flared back up. Mm-hmm. It's all his doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point of the protest. We are protesting against state violence, and by bringing in more state violence, what the fuck do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Not only that, but I don't know if you noticed this, but these Democratic mayors don't say we don't want brutality. They don't say we don't want the feds coming in here and tear gassing people. They don't say that. They go, we don't want the feds here. Because they want to still be able to do it with their own police departments. They still want to be able to have their police departments use brutality against protesters. They just don't want the feds coming in to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a politician is just a person that lies their way to keep their job and making everybody happy.
Except for AOC. You stop that. Except for AOC.
Who's AOC?
What?
Who's AOC? Is that an abbreviation for somebody?
Yeah. Alexandra Cortez.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, her. Shorty from the Bronx, right? The Bronx,
yes,
congresswoman?
Bronx. Yes.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
I mean,
don't you dare say anything bad about her.
I'm not gonna say bad. I mean, she's in Congress. It's just her. It's like she gets outnumbered every time.
She was called a fucking bitch by Representative Yoho. Is that his name?
Yeah, we need more of her like that. But like, there's so many other rotten white people around there. So at this point, it's just great social media content to see what she does. Real talk, like, she's outnumbered.
I mean, she is.
It sucks. So that's why, like, more power to her. It's just like, this whole government's trash. I don't know why I did talk about politics. Let's talk about unicorns. I'm joking.
But no, they've been floating that this is a trial balloon. As you said before, Trump was talking about rolling this out into other cities. And honestly, I don't think they're going to get the same level of pushback that you get in Portland. Portland is a very unique city in that it's very white and yet very progressive. And what you need a lot of progressive white people because, as Nori said before, if black people go out there and put up that kind of resistance to the police, it's not going to be just rubber bullets.
No, it's not. I absolutely agree. I don't think. I mean, Lori Lightfoot in Chicago said she didn't want them there, but she didn't. You know, she's gotten a lot of flack for how her police have handled things. Mm. So I don't know, man. I don't know that. I think he's going to put them in cities, and then they're going to be there to intimidate people when it's time to go to the polls.
Of course. And I hope we burn this motherfucker down. That's all I can hope for. I hope the public sees that they are in this facade of a dictatorship, because these protests are going so long because we finally, you know, woke up George Floyd being the, hate to say this, the Jesus Christ of police brutality. He sacrificed himself. He was sacrificed to where it was this uprising of everybody globally to see what is going on. And now we have their white babies are in the street screaming Black Lives Matter. And that's where things are going. That's why it's still going. It's still getting press. And it's good. It's good to have that unity to fight, to help to get that equality.
Or some type
of playing field. But, yeah, I agree with you, Amanda. Yeah, it's going to get manipulated in a way towards his to what he wants. Unless, you know, I do believe in karma in the universe, so there has to be some type of balance. Something has to happen. So
I don't believe in karma. I'm sorry.
I wish there was karma.
I do, too, but there's too many bad things happen to good people. So
There's karma in there. There's something, man. That family is not healthy at all. There's something going. There's brewing. There's something brewing. You just can't be evil.
I don't know if it's going to be karma. It's going to be maybe justice, but not karma. I was going to say something. Hold on. Oh, this is fascism. That's what I was going to say. This is fascism.
It's fascism, yep. Straight up.
I mean, this is what it is. And this is like, all these people are like, just vote. It's like, yeah, great, we're going to vote. Sure, we're going to vote. But like, fascism doesn't just go away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just, you don't just vote to stop fascism. So I think we're in for a rough ride. What do you guys think?
Fascism, I think it's going, like I said, voting is an activity. They're going to do exactly whatever they want to do. And it's the system was built to do exactly what it's doing. And it's oppress the poor, mm-hmm. make the billionaires more richer, and everybody in between is going to either get richer or poor. That's it. So I think middle class, working class, I hope they wake up, of all colors, wake up. And as I always say, burn this motherfucker down. We have to burn down Disney World. All of it on fire. Mickey Mouse running.
The sooner the middle class realizes they are on the same plane as the poor and the working class, then things maybe will change. Here's the thing. Jeff Bezos got $13 billion richer in one day since the pandemic began. $13 billion he made in a day.
That's right. And those UPS and those Amazon delivery people still making the same money. He ain't getting, you know. All roads lead back to slavery.
That's what me and Jason always. That's what me and Jason always say on here. That every problem always goes back to slavery.
Leads back
every
to slavery.
Every single problem.
How can we get these people to work for nothing? And can I fuck them?
Yeah.
Can I do what I want with them?
Literally and
no,
figuratively.
No, I can't. All right. Sorry. All right. There's laws now. Wow. All right. Yeah. So that's what it is. All roads lead back to slavery, man. This whole thing. That's what we're just fighting for, like, more than minimum wage. Or fighting just for, like, you know, I'm a stand up. You know, you guys out there too. Like, I am my own business. That's
oh no,
it.
Jason's just a regular person. And I don't stand up anymore.
I just talk shit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Amanda, you're a mom. You're a mama now.
Okay, I'm more than that. Okay, I'm more than that.
You're but also
those
wife.
Cute babies. You're a mom and podcaster. Yeah, you're a podcaster.
Yeah, I'm joining the millions of others that have a podcast.
Yeah, so this next segment sort of dovetails on something Nori mentioned earlier about how there's just no real difference on a fundamental level between what the two parties represent. And what we're seeing is that the Democrats aren't even hiding that shit anymore by inviting Kasich to speak at their convention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes, Kasich, John Kasich. He is
who's Don Kasich?
Governor? He's
yeah.
He was a governor of, I forget, a red
Ohio.
State. Ohio. And he's pretty far right, actually. He's, you know, the one good thing he has done was he expanded Obamacare and Medicaid. But other than that, he's against labor unions. He's against a woman's right to choose. And they've invited him to speak. It's very cynical move, if you ask me. But at the same time, Democrats are, I think they're going to become the Republicans and never Trumpers. That's who they are now.
Mm. What the Democratic Party is what the GOP was 25 years
That's
ago.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to make that point. It was in my head to make later. But you made it first.
Better come up with some new points. We got to fill time.
Right? Yeah, so they're... I get it. They want to appeal to centrists, which at this point, I guess, are people who are undecided. Who the fuck is undecided? This is what I don't understand. Either you're a Trump voter or you're fucking not. How are you undecided?
Because there's other politics involved that you definitely don't know under the table. They got to make, they got to grease a lot of elbows. I mean, if you, I guess the close to it is, what was that Kevin Spacey he was on that he got canceled? They got rid of it, and then the wife.
Oh, House of Cards.
Huh?
House of Cards.
House of Cards, man. Watch House of Cards, man. I'm telling you, that's it. My man.
That was like the most realistic.
The first realistic of like how like they are all like doing favors to just pass laws, and it's not even about the actual law. So it's, I feel like that's what definitely what the undecided is. It's definitely a whole bunch of things under the table that are being stuffed into a contract that this evil person wants and this other good person does want, and evil person always wins. So they're like, I don't know, I gotta see what the odds are for me and my family. And then there's that selfishness in there. It sucks, man. It's like, I can't believe we have these like upper old rich white dudes just puppeteering the whole country, and just, if I put a river here, then this whole town will drink clean water. If I don't, then this whole town suffers. Like, it's that. It's playing God. It's this playing God mentality. And where we're sitting here, like, why won't they just do that? Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, of course, because they have so many other favors and controlling so many of the things where common sense or even decency, even empathy shows, like, spread it out to everyone. Like, why can't we all have it? But it's like, no, we can't all have it. You crazy? I like being upper class. I don't want everybody.
They don't want to share anything.
They don't want to share anything. They love to stay there. And I wish they just, I wish they would just admit it. So then we have evidence, and then we can, again, to my other point, burn this motherfucker down. I'm ready.
I think we have a firm pro-arson stance on this pod.
Yeah, we are not against that. Burning the buildings down at all.
Well, no, I think what the Dems are doing is that old enemy of my enemy is my friend shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. It's the same thing with the Lincoln Project. You know, you got all these liberals like, you know, creaming their panties over the ads that they make. And listen, they're really good, slick ads. They're very good ads. Like, but who are they for? Really, who are they for?
But yeah, it's like, you don't want to bring those people into the fold. Like, I understand, like, you need hitters.
Yes.
But you keep them at arm's distance. You don't bring them in the house.
Yeah. I mean, and these are the same people who have gotten us to where we are in this country by helping to elect stepping stones to Donald Trump. That's, and listen, they make a better ad than any Democrat I've ever seen. Democrats don't know how to be nasty like that. But I don't want them in my party.
No, I've been trying to make the argument. I made it last week that a vote for the Democrats or Biden specifically is not necessarily a move in the right direction, but rather harm reduction. But it's hard to even make that argument when the party's like, no, we like the harmful shit.
Yeah, they're bringing in the people that got us to where we are right now. Maybe there should be a new left party.
After
this election, for sure. Let's get Biden. Because listen, as much as harm as Biden has done, I don't believe he would have stormtroopers attacking citizens. And if he did, unlike the right, left people would be out there protesting that shit and being like, what the fuck are you doing? The right-wing people and so-called libertarians, which, God, I can't stand a libertarian, they have no problems with this.
You know, the Democrats are like the dealer that brings you clean, consistent dope. It's not good for you, but you know what you're getting. You're not going to accidentally OD. There's no fentanyl in that shit.
Right.
The GOP is the one cutting it with rat poison.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And giving you dirty needles. Reused needles. Do we have anything else we want to say besides the Democrats? And, well, you know what we just need to try to do is get more AOCs in there. They need to take over the party.
That's it. A whole bunch of diversity. And I guess we definitely do need to focus more on the legislative branch and voting locally and getting those good people in there, because like that's why they keep distracting us with the executive of president, Trump. It's like, who is representing this district? Who represents this district? Who's going to be Congress and all those seats?
I mean, that.
I think that's one thing we never, we weren't even educated on that. Like, that's another thing I started learning. Like, oh, yeah, why am I focused on this president shit where we need to get the actual legislator, these people who make laws, you know, and get more AOCs in all those spots and take it over. Because, like, you know, like we said, she's so outnumbered. And I think that's great. I'm getting more education on that, of like on local government and people, of like, that's where the vote really counts, like to get those people and legislate. So instead of like worrying about the vote for Trump, fuck that. It's like, who's great to vote in, I don't know, Wisconsin, or the people out there, to get some minorities and even women out there to like take that.
Oh,
over.
And even women. Like the way you said that, Nori. And even women.
I guess.
Even women. Get them women in there.
Some Black minorities. Women, and too. You know what? Even women. Even women.
Yeah, because it's just all white dudes.
It is all white dudes. It really is. I know.
All white dudes.
I know. It is. Do you guys think we can flip the Senate? I feel like it's possible now.
I think it's totally possible.
Yeah, flip it from the Republicans to the Democrats, because right now it's a majority Republican, and the House is majority Democrats.
Man, just flip it to good. I don't give a fuck what their title is. Flip it to something worse for everybody.
Oh, man. This is a turning
Democrats,
point.
Democrats, they got their malicious agenda also.
They sure do. They want to serve their billionaires as well.
Exactly. But seem like, you know, we're nice, but like, no, you still want your private schools for your little white child, but the hood is still fucked. That's what they do.
You know, half the time, I don't even think they're trying to be nice. It's like, you know what? We're not offering you shit, but I hate it if something happened to your civil rights, hate it if something happened to your abortion, got to still vote for us.
Yeah, they hold it hostage. They hold their, I'm air quoting, progressive ideals hostage.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah, so you have an asshole of the week this week?
I have an asshole of the week. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Let's go.
Okay, so I don't know. Have you guys seen online, there's like videos of like Trump voters who like are doing like little testimonials of like, I voted for him in 2016, but I can't. He's just gone too far. I'm going to not vote for him in 2020. I just saw an op-ed in USA Today from this white 60-year-old woman teacher who basically was just like, I'm immunocompromised. I'm a teacher, and this coronavirus has been handled terribly, and this is just too far for me. I'm not going to vote for him. And like, I just want to be like, great, good, don't vote for him, but like, you're the fucking reason we're here in the first place. You don't get a pat on your head for this. Now that you're fucking doing, quote, the right thing. It was fine when he was hurting everyone else, but as soon as he starts to hurt you, that's when you're like, okay, you've crossed the line. So that's my asshole of the week, all these people.
Now everybody who was okay with kids in cages, the perennial assholes.
Who knows? That's probably like, it's probably still going on, right?
It is
like,
still going on.
It's absolutely still going on.
It's absolutely still going on.
Yeah, so depressing.
It is depressing.
Media can't do, but also, like, it's just all tragedy has become content. So it's on your timeline, and then next you know, you scroll, then you get off your phone, then you're like, all right, what am I going to eat today? It's like,
I mean, what can we do? I feel helpless to do anything ever.
We can.
I mean, the people in Portland have figured it out.
They have. You saw that white dude. He's 53-year-old Navy vet who got his hand smashed. Did you see that video?
No.
Yo, they beat the shit out of a dude with the billy club. He did not flinch.
But they fucked up his hand really, really bad. He has to have multiple surgeries now. I just saw a video of a woman. She was completely naked. She was showing all the bruises from rubber bullets. Those things were like the size of two softballs. All over her body, she had bruises like that from rubber bullets. I mean,
Fight I'm the power, like, sister.
Revolution is not.
Oh no, it's painful. It's painful. Hell yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not a walk to the gym, or like even a gym session. That shit is painful.
True.
Getting tear catch your ass beat. I mean, shout out to John Lewis and all them who definitely set it off back in the day, so we can just sit in the restaurant and order some coffee and not get beat up.
Yeah, you know what? When I think about it, I'd rather get tear gassed than have the dog sicked on me. Like, John Lewis went through it.
I mean, yes. Dog on you? I used to be a dog walker, and I had quite a few dogs chase me out of the apartment because they were going to get me. That, no thank you. That's scary. Jason, do you have an asshole of the week? Or Nori, do you have an asshole of the week?
Of course I do.
Oh, let's hear it.
So many assholes. All the assholes of the week are the ones that the anti-maskers, even that they're called anti-maskers. Just not believing that there's no science. There's no science behind this, and the cases are going up. And maybe the main one is the governor of Florida, or any governor or mayor that doesn't mandate having masks on to lower the cases and the death rates in their state, and not even being truthful about it. I tell people that don't even believe that the virus is real. Like, my best friend went through it, and his father almost died, but they fought it at house quarantine, and they got through. And this was like in April, so it's real, and people need to respect that. And but they don't. They don't have empathy for the people. If it's not happening in their town, they're like, it ain't me. So. Mm-hmm. Those people are assholes, and I hope that they realize that they're causing more damage than actual good and stop being selfish.
I mean, they're making this lockdown pandemic continue. If people would just wear a fucking mask, we could end it.
That's right, and that's called karma. There you go.
See, but you know what?
It's coming.
It's not. Karma. So many of those people, nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to be fine.
I don't. Fine.
Jason, do you have an asshole of the week?
No, I mean, I think you guys pretty much nailed it. I mean, there's always Rudy Giuliani.
Always Rudy Giuliani. The asshole of the week.
That's evergreen. Fuck Giuliani.
I know. Fuck him. And obviously, we can't ever say Trump because always he's an asshole of the week. So fuck him as well.
So, Nori.
Yes, sir.
You got anything to plug right now?
Yeah, tell us about your album.
Yeah, man. I just came out with an album July 3rd called Nori Davis Live from the Comedy Trap House. I recorded a whole stand-up hour in Zoom during quarantine.
What?
At a studio in Brooklyn.
How was that?
It was very good. It was good, man. It was because it definitely helped me get through an emotional relationship, which broke up during quarantine. Quarantine definitely tested a lot of relationships. Like, in the beginning, we were like Barack and Michelle. Then towards the end, we just turned into Goku and Vegeta. And it was just like, all right, we got to separate. This is done. So it definitely helped me with my mental state because it was just they took the stages away. And I had nothing to do. And I didn't want to, like, write a whole show. So it was just like I started doing Zoom shows and was starting to hear replies and laughs through the speaker, and all you had to really do is like fix my timing, and it worked, and it was just like, all right, this is great, I can make this work. And I was like, oh man, this is really coming together. So I just wanted to make like a time capsule album, and it all, we recorded it May, I think it was like a week after George Floyd was
murdered.
Right before, like a week after he was murdered, and then right before the uprising happened, like right in Brooklyn, like all the protests and damaging of NYPD and Fuck 12. So the timing was just perfect, and it came out good. Because after that, then nobody wanted to do any comedy shows or anything. But comedy shows are starting to pick up now. Like a lot of people doing Zoom now and Twitch and IG Live and outdoor. A lot of outdoor shows I'm seeing.
Have you done any outdoor shows?
I haven't done any outdoor shows. I just did the album, and then now I've just been resting, man. I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm just chilling. I know.
I'm tired. I'm just chilling, taking it easy, trying to figure out, like, where this crazy world, just everything we talked about, like, what's happening next. But
all I don't know.
Let me chill out.
I don't know that stand-up is going to come back anytime soon. Not like it was. It feels like I just don't see it happening.
No, it's definitely going to transform, but it all depends on the artist. You know who we are. We'll just, we will find a way. Like, I love it. So I got it to Zoom, and if I fucking have to go back to Zoom, I'll go back to Zoom. I mean, not just because like winter, because winter is coming. Winter is coming, so I can't do those outdoor shows so long. And I see some people are finding some leeway on Twitch. Yeah, we're just gonna adapt and we'll figure it out. So stand up. I'll try to do my best to keep it alive, but I think other people will too. And you know, and you guys have the great podcast. Well, great. So we just
check out his album, guys. Yeah. He's and also go check him out on YouTube. He's been on Comedy Central. He's been on HBO. He's been on Late Night. Were you on Conan. Yeah, that's what I thought. Very funny.
Yeah, it's on now, all streaming forums. All streaming forums. Check it out.
Nice. All right, Nori. Thanks for doing the show. And thank you for having me. Yeah. Follow us on at Yeet the Press on the things. And thank you to our boy, Kevin MacLeod, the God, for making our music. Rate us on
iTunes.
Thank you
to Dustin Lamar.
Yes, Dustin Lamar is our social. And rate us on iTunes. Leave us a review if you can. Thanks, Nori. Jason.
Thank you.
Later.
No doubt.